Hello and welcome to Locker Room Access. I am Mark Jerome. Just a word from our sponsors right now.
Multiverse Kitchens is a digital food hall with seven different concepts to order from. We have everything from fried chicken to biscuits to pancakes, you name it. We have something for everyone. You can visit our website at www.multiversekitchens.com to order, or you could come down to visit us at the end of Allied Street here in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Damon Altizer, trainer to the UVA Hoop Stars, now joins us. Damon, so good to have you. Haven't spoken to you in a while.
I appreciate you guys having me, man.
Always so happy. People don't understand that, yes, we have UVA has an outstanding coaching staff, but sometimes it takes a little bit more or a lot more, right? And I know a lot of the players often credit you, in addition to the UVA coaching staff, with their improvement.
I've been fortunate in the past 5 or 6 years with different guys coming through the program to be able to work with them in the offseason. Obviously, with NCAA rules, coaching staff can only be on court with guys so often, and just being able to form a relationship with the players and the coaches, and then hopefully play a small part in their development throughout their years on grounds.
You fit right into the pillars, being so humble. We appreciate that. I happen to know different because I know how much my child trained with you and I've watched you work. It's you don't just roll the ball out and say, oh, do this drill, dribble at the cone, change directions, shoot the ball 15 times. You actually have like a whole group of guys that travel with you and a whole setup. I mean, this is a real big operation. It's not just like I'll meet you in the park for a one-on-one training for an hour. You come packed with a punch.
We try to, man. I feel like the players deserve that and want to create workout scenarios that are as game realistic as possible, whether it is working on an individual skill and somebody's just trying to get shot reps or work on something, you know, a particular footwork move, or if it is repping game actions that they're going to see in the games. But for players, especially guys, you know, say at UVA at that level, it's kind of a disservice to them for them to show up and it just be me rebounding. We also want to be as efficient as possible and get them as many reps as is necessary as is possible in that 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour. So it's just about the player and when they show up, maximizing their time, the extra work that they're putting in.
It's not just, again, not just showing up and even with your couple of guys who help you with the workout, you put a lot of time into research and reviewing video, right, for each player that you work with.
Yeah, it's in my opinion, it's easy to work guys out and to make them sweat. But for me, it's about actual player development. And for that to take place, you have to watch film and you have to know the numbers and see if guys are shooting better or more poorly from a certain area and what are their go-to moves. And you just come in with a cookie cutter, one size fits all workout for these guys. It's not actually going to help them. And of course, it may make them sweat and they may work hard, but they didn't actually develop if that's what we're doing. And guys at that level, at the Division I or even high school level for that matter, if you really want to develop, you really want to be intentional about that workouts to maximize their development during that time.
How long have you been working with the UVA players?
I guess at this point, it's probably 5, 6, 7 years. COVID kind of throws a wrinkle into everything, kind of throws off your timeline. But I guess it really kind of kicked off the year Justin Anderson left, which however long ago that's been. In some ways, it seems like a decade. In some ways, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Who are some of the guys you work with? I know I've watched you work out with Ty and Dre, and I'm watching the workouts, and I do a lot of training in New York, and I take stuff from what you do. I'm going, that's amazing. Wow. Right? And I bring it to New York. So your reach isn't just the Charlottesville area, just so you know. But who are the list of guys you've worked with?
You said Ty, Dre, Kihei, who else? Mamadi worked out some, you know, with the older guys. London Perantes, Devin Hall, Justin Anderson worked out some. And then now, obviously, Kihei was kind of with the previous group, obviously a national champion. And then now guys are starting to get back in it. The past 2 years made it somewhat difficult. Reese Beekman's working out this year. Armand Franklin's working out this year, which is exciting. Like I said, I feel like we've all said COVID more than what we would like to, but the past 2 years and, you know, the necessities of, you know, staying within your bubbles and whatnot made it difficult. So it's an exciting time to kind of all that momentum that was built to be able to kind of get back to that grind.
How much of communication is there between the players communicating with each other, recommending you, goes on?
I think that's pretty much how it all started. When you know, some guys had a positive experience and they recommended it to the next generation of guys going through. I know Ty, when, you know, when he went to left for the draft, he said to Kihei, like, hey, you really should, you know, really try to come get extra work in. And as you know, because you train, word of mouth is so valuable. And then when those guys who were so dedicated win a national championship and all get drafted, that's helpful as well.
What ages do you prefer working with?
All of them are fun, man. It's, I think, one of the most fun things in my job is during the summer, say Ty is back, and to have, whether it's him and Dre or whoever it may be, in a workout, and then have high school kids who are trying to get to that level. During the COVID summer, we had those guys, and then, you know, your other son, Kobe, and this local kid who's going to Syracuse to work out after them. And then you may finish up the evening with JV kids who are trying to make their varsity team. They all have their advantages and disadvantages. But for me, the guys who just want to work hard, that's where the fun is. I don't see myself ever being somebody who just works with NBA players. And obviously at the same time, once you start doing that, like, I'm probably not going to be somebody who just works with middle school guys either. But the variety and the different goals and the different mindsets behind each of those different age groups, it's just fun, man. It's so fun.
You know, a 12-minute segment goes by in a New York minute, right? And so there's three things we want to touch on. I want to touch on basketball in Charlottesville. I want to talk about the camp, the upcoming locker room access camp that you're going to be running, right, for us in late July. We got to talk about that. And now I want to ask you about, what does it take for a young person to be a really, really good player?
I know it's so cliche, but guys really literally just have to be willing to work. I tweeted like 30 minutes ago before we hopped on the podcast that whether it's public school, private school, shoe circuit, non-shoe circuit, if you truly are invested and you really work hard, good things are going to come. And that may not mean scholarship. That may not even mean college. But to me, good things from coming from hard work mean maximizing yourself. And I mean, good things, it's not good things come to those who wait. It's good things come to those who work.
Damon, but I don't think people really know what you just said is so important and so valuable for people to understand, maximizing your time, right? Some people, I've worked out guys often in New York and other places, and you work out people more than I do. And to get people to understand, what does maximizing your time mean? How many people actually get that?
Very few, and very, very few. It's so easy, guys. You see all the time on Instagram, I've been in the gym for 3 hours. Oh, what does that mean, though? I'm took 1,000 shots. How many did you make? It's all about efficiency. It's about how many shots did you make? What did you do in your time there? And I tell guys all the time, and sometimes parents will reach out, and how long are workouts? 2 hours? Like, no, we're going an hour, and that's going to be all your kid wants. And that's not a knock on any kid. It's that if you go hard during that time, that's how long you should be there. So you said maximizing your time, which is all about efficiency, makes, and again, just being as efficient as you can with your time in the gym.
What's the percentage? Like, let's say you work out 100 guys. What's the percentage of guys that really, really, really go hard?
Under 10. They say whatever. 4% of guys, whatever, going to play college athletics. And I think a higher percentage of that actually work hard. Some of them may just not have the natural gifts, but it's few and far between those who actually go hard every single rep and treat every rep like it's their last.
Which is, I try to get people to understand. And it's like truly pulling teeth. People to really understand it. All right, we got to move on. We only have a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about Charlottesville basketball, because as a New Yorker, we think everything revolves around us. We had Sam Brunell on the show last week, number one player out of high school, and comes from Charlottesville. And I'm like, BS, no one can come from Charlottesville and be that good, because the world revolves around New York. What has happened in Charlottesville? You got Justin Taylor on his way to Syracuse. You've had Sam Brunell go to Notre Dame. But a lot of good players in that small area do very well. Why?
Yeah, in my opinion, and some of the local private schools have always had, you know, Division I players, but there haven't been a ton of local, grew up here kids who go on to play collegially. And in my opinion, so much of it comes back to Coach Tony Bennett, and Charlottesville has become such a basketball town. So naturally, more kids are playing basketball, more kids are involved, more kids are wanting to go to camps. So then, just playing the numbers, if there are more kids who are involved, then, you know, there's going to be a higher chance of more going on to be successful. But at the same time, just everything that the UVA program is about, the pillars, the hard work, They're not bringing in top 10 guys who are one and done. It's kids who come in, they work hard, and that's the role that's modeled to all the grassroots players is if you want to be good, you have to work. And there's no better program for grassroots kids than UVA to see that and then the results that come.
You're listening to Locker Room Access on ESPN Radio. Damon, you mentioned camps. You are going to be spearheading and leading the Locker Room Access camp the week, I believe, of July 25th. Can we talk about that really quickly? We only have about a minute left.
Yeah, it should be exciting. Former UVA players are going to come back. They're going to be two locations, St. Ann's Belfield and Covenant, both here in Charlottesville. And it's going to be the first time in Charlottesville history that multiple players from different generations have come back to run a camp. So it's going to be all the way from younger kids to high school age kids. They'll be, it's just going to be a fun week. There's obviously going to be skill development work. There'll be gameplay. The UVA guys are going to be back leading stations and giving instructions. It's the first of its time. It should just be first of its kind. It should be a very exciting week.
How do people find out and where can they sign up?
If you get on Instagram or on Twitter, any of the Locker Room Access social media platforms, or of course on their website. So you can get on the website, sign up that way. All the information will then be sent to you as far as waiver, all the logistical information. So it's pretty easy if you're listening to the podcast, any of the social media platforms or the website should be easy to hop on and find it.
All right, Dame. Thanks so much for joining us today. Damon Altizer, trainer to the UVA Hoop Stars. This is Locker Room Access. We are brought to you by Multiverse Kitchen and Rhines and Rogers.